Lesson 27. Robert the Bruce, King of Scotland. Many centuries ago, Scotland was ruled by a king named Robert the Bruce. He was a wise king and a brave soldier. When the English army invaded Scotland, Bruce took up arms and led his people in the defence of their country. Battle after battle was fought. 6 times Bruce led his brave little army against the enemy, and 6 times his men were beaten. His army was scattered, and he was forced to go into hiding in the woods or in lonely places in the mountains. One rainy day, Bruce lay on the ground in a hut, listening to the sound of the rain on the roof. He was tired and sad, and ready to give up all hope. It seemed to him that it was no use trying to do anything any more. As he lay thinking, he saw a spider over his head, trying to spin a web. He watched her as she toiled slowly and with great care. 6 times she tried to reach the opposite wall to fix her thread, and 6 times she failed. "Poor thing," cried Bruce, "you too know what it is to fail." But the spider did not lose hope. With still more care, she tried for the 7th time. Bruce almost forgot his own troubles as he watched her swing herself out upon the slender line. Would she fail again? No. The thread was carried safely from one wall to the other. "I, too, will try a 7th time," cried Bruce. He got up and called his men together. He told them of his plans and sent them out with messages of cheer to his disheartened people. Soon there was an army of brave Scotsmen gathered around him. Another battle was fought. This time the Scots won, and the English invaders were driven out of Scotland.
Physical training. There goes the bell. It's time for physical training. Let's go to the sports ground.
What do we do today?
We'll run round the track first, then we'll practice the high jump. After that, we'll break into small groups. We can either play basketball or volleyball.
That's good. Our basketball team is going to play Class 3 on Wednesday. We need a lot of practice.
Look, they are already lining up there. Let's run over and join them.
A laconic answer. There were some people in the southern part of Greece called Spartans, who were famous for their simple habits and their bravery. The name of the area in which they lived was Laconia, and so they were also called Lacons. One of the strange rules which the Lacons had was that they should speak briefly and never use more words than were needed, and so a short answer is often spoken of as a laconic answer. There was, in the northern part of Greece, a land called Macedon, and the land was at one time ruled over by a warlike king named Philip. Philip wanted to become the master of all Greece, so he raised a great army and made war upon the other states, until nearly all of them were forced to call him their king. Then he sent a letter to the Spartans in Laconia, saying, "If I go down into your country, I will level your great city to the ground." In a few days, an answer was brought back to him. When he opened the letter, he found there was only one word. That word was "if." Robert the Bruce, Scotland, century, rule, named, wise, brave, soldier. Invade. Arms. Defense. In defense of. Against. Enemy. Scatter. Force. Wood. Lonely. Rainy. Lie. Sound. Roof. Give up. Seam. Use. Spider. Spin. Web. Reach. Toil. Care. With great care. Opposite. Fix. Thread. Fail. Pour. Lose. Hope. Almost. Own. Trouble. Swing. Slender. Line. Safely. Call. Send. Message. Cheer. Disheartened. Scotsman. Gather. Win. Invader. Drive.
Training. Physical training. Sports ground. High. Jump. Either. Or. Break. Break into groups. Volleyball. To play class 3. Line up.